Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, and talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a success coach, spokeswoman, and fundraiser with Successimo.com, a free social networking, informational, and inspirational website. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and a winologist expert. She is your host today on January Jones sharing Successimo stories. So sit back and relax and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones and her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn while you earn. These stories plus sharing equal Successimo.com. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you're entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now, let me ask you, have you ever met a spunky old broad? Would you like to learn how to kick some butt? Are you afraid to reinvent yourself? Would you like to know the 9 secrets to having more fun, joy, and happiness in your life? Would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you're looking for? Are you ready to learn while you earn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. Today I will be introducing you to my guest, who is a success coach extraordinaire. She has provided us with some inspirational and informative lessons. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Let me tell you about the spunky old broad. All of her life, she's been extremely energetic, always doing many things at once and loving every minute of it. And at the age of 73, that's still true. Today, people marvel at her energy, attitude, enthusiasm, and drive. They're always asking her, where does she get that energy from and why she keeps moving at such a fast pace? When she explains why, they stare at her with a dazed look, thinking she's either crazy or from another planet. But then, almost to a person, they will say she motivates the heck out of them. For example, when she's at the gym most days, much younger people won't stop working out in the class when they see her still going. Many of her friends have pains and complaints, and they don't seem to get a great kick out of life. In contrast, she loves her life. Despite 12 surgeries, the loss of a husband and a son, breast cancer 3 times, and daily pain, the reality is she's getting such a kick out of the life that she doesn't even think about these things unless someone else brings them up. That's because, what's the point? Complaining won't make things any better, so why bother? The bottom line here, people, is that people always see her with a smile, having positive thoughts and getting true joy from living. So this spunky old broad was born about 5 years ago. Since then, she gets a lot of people saying to her, well, it's easy for you. Hello, I don't think so. After 12 surgeries, 3 bouts of breast cancer, loss of a husband and son, I'd never call that easy. But here's the key. Loving life has become a habit for her, so it looks easy. And it can become a habit for you. How? By letting Gail Carson, the spunky old broad, be your personal coach. Hello, Gail. I'm so happy to welcome you to my show.
Oh, thank you, January, and what a great introduction. I'm going to have to supplement those 12 surgeries. It's actually 15, and I just got 15, and I think I have four or five more to go. I talked to the doctor this morning. He took my bandages off from my last surgery 4 days ago, and I said, well, how many more? And this is just to build his skin up on my chest. This isn't to give me any chest. This is just to correct the radiation. And he said, well, you know, with radiation, you have to just add little by little by little. So we're adding a little bit of skin every time, actually through my own fat. And so I think it'll be 20 by the time I'm done. But anyway, it's good. I'm sore, but he said I can do anything I want to do. So tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, I'll be at the gym.
Wonderful. You know, when I read your biography and look at all that you've been through, I'm starting to think I should have dedicated my book, Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, to you.
Well, you know, that's so funny because it's true. People always say to me, and I think you mentioned it in the intro, you know, how can you feel so good? And really it does come down, January, to choice. I mean, you either can feel sorry for yourself or you can do something about it. And feeling sorry for yourself has never really gotten anybody anywhere. So you're much better off seeing how can I make my life better, how can I look at life better, and making the choice to live life better. So that's kind of what I do.
Well, now tell us a little bit about your background and your formal education.
Well, let's see. I graduated with a BA degree in theater. Well, actually, because of the kind of school it was a liberal arts school, but a concentration in speech and theater. I graduated with a BA from Emerson College, and that's in Boston, and I had a major in English and theater and minors in broadcasting, speech, and education. And then I had gone to a music school also while I was going through high school and everything. I studied piano for 13 years and graduated from a music school and also took dancing lessons and all the rest. And then when I graduated, I had a dream. I was going to move to Miami. It was the only warm place I knew besides L.A., and I gave myself 2 weeks to make it, and if I didn't make it in 2 weeks, I was moving to L.A. because that's, you know, I wanted that kind of life, and I got the job I wanted on the 14th day and bought the business within the next, within the year. I had bought the business with no money down from my boss, and paid it off after 3 years, and then opened my second office, eventually ending up with 7 offices and 350 people who I managed. And
what kind of business was this?
Well, they were career schools. I had modeling and personal development. I had real estate, court reporting, legal and medical secretarial, fashion merchandising, travel. And then I had the largest talent agency in the state of Florida, SAG and AFTRA. We handled the movies and TV commercials, print jobs, and so forth that came in. And then I had a convention service company, which did programs for conventions that came to South Florida. And we did everything from spouse programs, theme parties, industrial shows, just about everything that you could imagine for conferences. Then I sold it. I had that for 21 years, and it was very successful. And I sold it to go into speaking full-time, which led to consulting, coaching, training, writing, and did that for 21 years. I was in 50 countries, 49 states. It was wonderful.
Wow.
I had about 1,000 clients in 50 industries. And then when 9/11 happened, the whole media industry changed. And I started doing more local things, and I also began an Internet Information Marketing Association with a partner. And I ran that for 5 years and was the president and put on, you know, did the newsletter every week and had special meetings and so forth, and then sold it back to him, and the Spunky Old Broad was born, and that's where I am right now.
Okay. Now, during this, you combined a family, and when did you meet your husband, and may I ask how long you were married?
We were married for 45 years before he passed away, and we actually met at a party where I was with someone else, And he said he was going to marry me the night he saw me come in. I didn't even know who he was. He called me and said, well, I don't know who you are. And I wouldn't date him for about 9 months because he was drunk and I didn't go out with guys that drank. And we dated for 3 years, maybe three and a half. Uh-huh. And we got married, and he had two children. So I got pregnant right away. So within 13 months of marriage, I had three children under the age of seven,
a bunch
of animals, and my business to run. So it was a crazy place. But I tell you something, I was married to the best man in the world, and he actually was a much better homemaker, a much better parent, a much better, just a better house person than a home person than I was. He was just always there. I was good at, you know, the doctor's appointments and going to the school for conferences and things like that. But he was really a great guy, and we were very opposite, but we did very well together.
Oh, it sounds like it was a great match, and I'm sure if we could hear his side of the story, he'd have wonderful things to say about you. 45 years.
So. But we were, people never could understand how we made it because we came from totally different backgrounds, totally different everything, but we had ambition. Both of us were very ambitious. There was trust, even though I was gone all the time. There was total trust, and you know, we enjoy each other. We really had fun together. I didn't depend on him for a living as much as I depended on him to be my soulmate, and that's exactly who he was.
Oh, what a wonderful gift. I have, I'm fortunate enough to have that feeling with my husband, too, and I think we are so blessed when you can make it a great match, even if you are opposites.
Well, you know, that's what I would really wish for all the young people who are in relationships and thinking about getting married, although many of them stay in relationships and don't get married today. It seems like it's easy to get out of a marriage and a relationship. And it's much harder, actually, to stay in. I mean, things weren't always just perfect. I mean, you certainly argue. We argued about the kids, we argued about money, but we never argued between us. It was always about something else.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the things that really tax a marriage and a relationship.
Oh, yeah. I think, and plus, I think when you're raising children, you have to have such a united front. I mean, you can argue with each other, but not in front of them.
Yeah, and he was a pushover. He was a pushover for the kids. I mean, there were so many friends of my younger sons and even my older son, they said that he was really their father because some of them didn't have fathers or didn't have fathers that they were close to, and they all felt like he was their second parent. And, you know, he gladly accepted that role.
Right. You know, I have to take a little break now and hear a word from our sponsor. However, when we come back, Gail, I'd like to have you think about the 9 secrets to having more fun and joy and happiness in your life, and we're going to share that with our listeners when we come back.
Sounds great.
When you think that something is too good to be true, could you ever be wrong? The answer is yes, yes, yes when it comes to Successimo.com, because you will earn while you learn, and it will be free, free, free. Successimo.com is a social networking site that will change the way you learn and earn money while you work on your computer at home. This free website provides continuous learning opportunities while rewarding you for taking lessons and inviting others to join with you, receiving inspirational information. You'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. Just what does free mean to users at Successimo.com? It means that there are no fees, no donations, no pledges. You will never need cash, checks, or credit cards. All revenues are generated from advertisers at the website, just like Facebook and Twitter. This too-good-to-be-true social networking site is the newest paradigm on the Internet for home-based business and nonprofit organizations. Do you hate asking people for money? We all do. And the good news is that Successimo is a fundraiser for nonprofits that does not require money. It just requires small amounts of your time or your organization's time to raise funds. When you do lesson activities, you'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. When you think of Successimo.com, you need to think learn while you earn. And always remember that passion plus purpose equals prosperity. Successimo.com is not only too good to be true, it is unbelievably innovative, and there are no downsides since no money is ever required. Successimo.com is the right website for now because it is the first one ever to pay people to participate. No one else does this. So sign up now and stop whining, start winning, and start being Successimo. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back with January Jones and my guest, Gail Carson, the spunky old broad. And I'm so pleased to have you with us today, Gail. Could we talk a little bit about the 9 secrets? And I'd like you to share these with my listeners, the 9 secrets to having more fun, joy, and happiness in your life. Could you start off with the first secret?
Absolutely. The first one is attitude and spirit, the SOB attitude and spirit. If and we talked about this a little bit without even realizing it, January, and that's that positive thinking, that attitude of when you get up with a smile on your face, you look at how your day is going to go, you have this kind of great, you know, oomph in your step, and when you see people and you greet people, it's with a smile on your face, and rather than, as you said, whining about everything, it's looking at everything and saying, well, why is this happening to me now? What does this mean? How can I handle it? And that kind of thing. Because we know, you know, we know through stress studies, January, and this is really an interesting statistic. 5 minutes of negative thinking takes the body 24 hours to recover from.
Wow.
And there are so many of us that are around negative people all day. Some of us live with them, and we don't have a choice. But some of us work with them, and some of them are our friends, and some of them are in groups that we belong to and go to, and it's just around us all the time. And if you watch TV, especially the news, I mean, I had a friend who said to me the other day that she watches news all day long. Well, that, oh, my gosh, I mean,
I know.
It's really the attitude and the spirit of all the people around you, how you react to things, what you do, those kinds of things. It's so very important to understand that.
Right. You know, in my book I have the smile cure for whining, and I advocate that when anyone's whining, if you just keep smiling at them, eventually they'll probably think you're crazy.
And I'm sure they will.
And they'll smile back. And as far as the negativity in the world, I've taken to going to Comedy Central to get my news, because if I can't get a laugh out of the news, I really don't want to watch it.
You know, that is so true. That is so true. And it's interesting because I think that if people realize, there's another statistic that's out there, and that's that we all experience 3,000 abrasive incidents a month.
Mm-hmm.
So that breaks down to 100 a day. And I mean, that's from you know, getting every red light along the way, running out of gas, going down for something to eat in the refrigerator and somebody got there before you did. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that just happens in a day.
Mm-hmm.
And when you add all that up, it's really important that you have this attitude and a coping mechanism and a spirit about you that allows you to deal with those things, because if not, then you're really going to be in deep doo-doo, as we say.
Right. What's the second secret?
Well, the second secret is to be fit and fabulous. And although I'm a workout fiend, being fit means different things to different people. There is being healthy fit because of how you eat, how you take care of yourself, et cetera. There's being cardiovascularly fit, and that's because of the cardio workouts that you do. There's the stretching and flexibility fit, which could be from yoga or Pilates. So there's a lot of different ways of being fit. And being fit does not necessarily mean being the perfect weight, although being the perfect weight is great if you can do that, because you will feel better, you'll be able to buy clothes easier. But being fit means different things to everybody. And people say, well, you can do 30 minutes a day of exercise, or you can work out three times a week. But for me, to really be physically fit, cardiovascularly and every other way, it does mean a coordinated exercise program. I would think of at least an hour a day. I'll take 30 minutes if that's what I can get, but an hour a day. It's knowing the foods that you should be eating and the nutrition that's good for you, taking any supplements that you need. But it also means doing preventive exercise, I mean preventive screenings like your mammograms, like I'm having a colonoscopy next month because it's been 5 years and so I'm due. So many of the diseases that we get are preventable. All of my cancers were detected by mammogram. So, you know, there are things that you need to do that so that you can be fit and fabulous. And it isn't, I mean, I have to say, because I did take such good care of myself, that I really felt I was indestructible. And I got slapped across the face and saying, oh, no, this can happen to anybody. And it made me realize how important prevention is. So that, to me, is all about being fit and fabulous.
And so you try to get 1 hour in every day.
Well, I do two, but I'm not asking anybody to do two. I'm just saying I'd love for people to get an hour in, but I'll take 30 minutes. But it doesn't mean like I go to the gym and I'll see women on their cell phones for the entire hour they're walking on a treadmill. Well, you cannot be getting the benefit out of that when you're talking on a cell phone. I see people lounging and hanging over the machines talking to other people. I'm not saying to be non-social, but when I go to the gym, I don't take my cell phone unless I have to get a call from a doctor, make a call to a doctor, or there's an important call. But 99 out of 100 times, I don't take my cell phone with me. I am very friendly at the gym, but I work out. That's my thing. When I get there, my mind is on working out. It's not on having a conversation. And
let me ask you a question. Have you done this your entire life? Have you always worked out?
Well, in some way, shape, or form. As a kid, I started out as a dancer. So I was dancing all the time, and I had a dancing partner in high school, and we practiced 3 hours a day, every day. We danced all the times in shows and so forth, and that kind of was all the way through college. And then when I moved to Florida, when I graduated, I continued my dancing, and I started swimming a lot. And I had always enjoyed swimming, but, of course, living in the North, I didn't have that opportunity. But being in the South, I literally started swimming. And when I bought my home and I put in a pool, I started swimming 60 laps on a Saturday, 60 laps on a Sunday. I would go water skiing. So I was very active, you know, that way. And then in about 85, because there really wasn't a mass amount of gyms, and there wasn't even a mass amount at that time, but gyms started to become popular. So as soon as that happened, which was really about 1985, that's when I started belonging to a gym, and ever since then I've been going to a gym faithfully. So I've been going to gym since really about 1985.
Great. Okay, now let's go to secret number three. Could you tell us what that is?
Absolutely. That's the SOB uniqueness. And this is very, very, very important because most people do not think that they are unique. They don't think that there's anything unusual about them or different about them. But just like a snowflake, you know, where no two are ever alike, no two people are ever alike. And every person has some magic in them. And if they would ask their friends, if they would say, how would you describe me to another person? Or what is it that you admire about me? And this is not to get a lot of compliments. This is to really find out what people think about you. So, you know, there is. If I talked to 20 different people, I would find out 20 different interesting things about them that I couldn't do or I didn't know how to do or that I had never tried. And so it's the unique ability. And just like in business, We say, what is your USP or unique selling proposition? What is there about why I should do business with you? And people will say, well, because I provide great customer service. Well, if you don't provide great customer service, you're not going to be in business anyway. That is not a USP. So it's looking and saying, you know, what is different about me? What is it that I can do better than anybody else?
Mm-hmm.
And that is what your USP is, your absolute uniqueness.
Okay. And everyone has their own special brand, don't they?
Yes. Yes. And I mean, everybody has it. You can, I'm sure, think of friends of yours. I think that I can think of friends of mine,
mm-hmm.
You know, who are just very, very unique. I have a friend who's in the Guinness Book of Records.
Oh, really?
She was a Marine in World War II. I mean, she's 88 or 89 now. She's still going strong.
Wow.
I mean, she's fantastic. And I could find this about every single person that I know if I looked hard enough.
Right, yes. I think it's important, especially for young people, to recognize this. Sometimes they're kind of despondent about just being unique and being a standout. Sometimes they're a little too shy.
Well, you know, it's funny, January, because many of them struggle to be part of the crowd, and that's
mm-hmm.
not being unique. And
mm-hmm.
it's interesting because some of them dress way out or something because they want to follow a certain look. You know, let's take the goth look, you know. If
mm-hmm.
they want to look like that, they're not being unique. They are part of that group. So they still have to find something that is only about them.
Right, right. And secret number four, what would that be, Gail?
Well, that's energizing your life.
Oh.
That is making sure you're doing everything that you possibly can to energize your life. And that could be the hobbies that you pursue, the friends that you have in your circle. That could be the places that you decide to visit. It could be the adventures that you decide to go on that you might try, you know. For
mm-hmm.
example,
mm-hmm.
on Sunday, bandages and all, I went to a concert from a classical guitarist that was playing at a museum I belong to.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat next to a lovely woman, and we got to talking because they didn't start until 25 minutes late. And we started talking, and she's a widow, I'm a widow. She lived on Key Biscayne, which is where I had my surgery. And so I said to her, I said, it would be lovely to have lunch with you sometime. Well, it turns out that here's energizing your life. She's going to spend a month in Connecticut because she
mm-hmm.
has a place in Florida. She's going to Connecticut for a month, and then she will go to the south of France and Brittany for 3 months. Her husband was French, and so they have a villa there. She'll spend 3 months in Brittany, and then she'll come back here. And
mm-hmm.
She said, I'll be back in October. Well, you know, that's energizing your life. There
mm-hmm.
are people who would never do that on a bet. You
yeah.
know, I remember that something about something in Tuscany with Diane Ladd, and she went off to Tuscany to have this romantic adventure. Well,
right.
there are people that just will never do things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so whatever it is for you, it doesn't have to be those kinds of things, but there are things that you can bring into your life that will energize it, that will make you think differently, that will make you develop new friendships, that will make you do different kinds of explorations, that will make you become interested in new topics. And that all of that makes you an interesting person, and it energizes your life.
Oh, I think that's such a great secret for you to share, because so often people get themselves into a rut. And once they're there, they become the most boring individuals in the world. And no one really wants to spend time with them or talk to them because it's always the same old thing. And that can get so boring.
Well, you know, that's so true. I mean, it's so easy also to get into a rut because it's comfortable. It's very comfortable. You don't have to stretch yourself at all. And it's interesting because, you know, when you get yourself into this rut, you keep digging it deeper and deeper because the less interesting you are, the less people will be interested in you. So
mm-hmm.
It's very easy to get sucked into this and, yeah, you have to be very, very aware of this, and especially as you get older, because so many people especially women over 50, have expressed to me that they just feel invisible.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They just feel invisible. So
I've heard that. I've heard that, too. Before we go to our break, Gail, could you share with us your website information?
Absolutely. The information for the website is Spunky Old Broad, SpunkyOldBroad.com, SpunkyOldBroad.com.
Oh, and I've been to your website. It's fantastic, and I recommend it highly to everyone. We're going to take a little break now. And you're going to have a brief message about your host.
Lately, there's been a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about, why they whine, and most importantly, how to stop them from whining. The 11th Commandment deals with all of the complaints and causes, and there are over 100 plus cures for whining with humor and hope in this edition. This is the perfect gift to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. It'll make you laugh at yourself and others. John Curtis, a distinguished author, reminds us that it is the perfect gift for anyone who wants to be healthy and happy with humor, honey, and hope, and for people who are just hopeless. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com and at the Successimo.com Coaches Bookstore. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. As Sally Shields, best-selling author, states, January Jones gets to the core of the matter with her quick-witted tips and cures that cut to the chase and will put any seasoned whiner to shame. So get reading and stop whining and start winning with Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment.
Welcome back with my guest, Gail Carson, the Spunky Old Broad, and we were talking about the 9 secrets to having more fun, joy, and happiness in your life. And Gail, could you share with us the 5th secret?
Absolutely. The 5th secret is power relationships, SOB power relationships.
Oh.
And, I mean, everybody's heard the 7, your 7 steps away from Kevin Bacon and all the social networking that's going on now, how it's even easier today. But as far as I'm concerned, the power relationships are the people in your life who kind of bring you energy, which we talked about in the last secret, but who can help you and you can help them, because it's not just take, take, take. It's give, give, give as well. So
right. It's
the people, you know, who do you spend your time around? The people who drag you down or the people who lift you up? And it doesn't mean by a power relationship that they have to be CEO of a company, although that would be very nice as well. But you might know somebody who just is the sunshine in your life. And when you're around them, you feel better, you act better, you know better. So it doesn't have to be someone who is at the top point of a corporation or business, or someone who has a lot of money. It's someone who you benefit a lot from, and that benefits from knowing you as well. And those power relationships can make all the difference in the world, because when the going gets tough, who is it that you can really call on to either help you out of a jam financially or emotionally or professionally? There are lots of people who do a very good job of that, and there are people who don't do a very good job at that. So it's really the power relationships that you have.
And we need to develop those and cherish those. What is secret number 6?
Secret number 6 is supercharging your personal growth. Now, I get teased about this a lot, January, because I am a groupie when it comes to going to webinars, seminars, conferences. I go to a lot of different things, and people say, why do you keep going to those things? Don't you know it yet? Well, if you think you know everything, then you might as well hang it up, because I think there's always things to learn. There's a lot of new young people out there that are doing fantastic things that I can learn from. And so I think whether it's listening to a CD every day, reading a book every day, scanning the internet every day, going to a conference or a webinar or a teleseminar or whatever it happens to be, it's really charging and supercharging your personal growth. Because if you're not growing, you're not developing at all, and you're not helping yourself at all as well. So I think whether it's classes you take at some place like Oasis or whether it's things you audit in a college or university, whatever it is, I mean, watching DVDs, all of those things supercharge your personal growth.
Well, that's why I'm so thrilled to be working with Successimo, because our networking community is just a great way to do that, because all of our authors have submitted inspirational information, and it can take just a few minutes every day to read one of these lessons, and it'll change your life. It'll make a big difference in your own, how you feel about yourself. And you can always learn things from other people. It's so important to do that. What is secret number seven, Gail?
Secret number seven is taking and keeping control. And that's really an issue of time management, of delegation, of prioritization. I mean, those are really the three key factors. And then also accountability. And if you take those four things in conjunction with each other, you will have a life free of regret, because time management is very important, and people waste so much time. It doesn't mean that you're programmed down to the last minute. It means that you make the best use of your time by knowing how to group things and when to do your tasks and that kind of thing, so that you have the time to relax and have fun. It also means delegating, that you don't have to do everything yourself, that there are people who can do it for you. Maybe not as well as you do it, but maybe good is good enough. Mm-hmm. And then it's also prioritization, what absolutely positively has to be done right now versus what can wait. So it's that, and then it's the final thing of accountability, because there are a lot of people who delegate, but they don't hold people accountable. You can't just delegate and never look at it again. You have to delegate and follow up and make sure that the person has done what they said they're going to do. And, you know, it's the same thing with your own prioritization. That may change depending on what else is going on out there that you don't have any control over. So time management, delegation, prioritization, accountability is all a part of that, taking and keeping control.
Mm-hmm. Very important. That's a very important secret that you've shared. Number eight, what is the number eight secret?
Number eight is being a balanced SOB. And January, this is always changing. I mean, my balance as a kid growing up was different than my balance going to school, was different than my balance running a business with one office, then with seven offices. Being different when I was in a different city every day and 50 countries everywhere, and then, you know, taking care of my family because of custody of my grandchild and my husband's health, and then different, you know, it's just different. So balance is never the same. It could be changing every 3 months, 6 months, or it may not change for a year or 2 years or 5 years. But balance is changing. And the other thing is, nobody can tell you how to be balanced except yourself, because what's balanced for you is not balanced for me, and vice versa. I mean, my life would drive most people insane, and I would be very bored with a lot of other people's lives. So, it's and isn't that wonderful that we can all live all these different lives and be happy? So, but balance is really, really important. And when you are out of balance, that's when stress happens, that's when burnout happens, that's when headaches happen, and that's when illness happens.
Right. That is such a big secret. What is the final, number nine, what is the final secret
that
you can share?
Well, the final one is to have a plan for daily living. Now, people think that I live a fairly freewheeling life, and in many aspects I do, but my day is planned. When I get up in the morning after taking care of my animals, they're number one, they come first, and then feeding myself, I'm off to the gym. And if I can't get to the gym because of a scheduling, then I work out at home. But that's first, unless I'm at an event, you know, a conference, and it starts at 7:30 or 8 in the morning, I'm not going to get up at 4 or 5 to go work out. But in 99% of the cases, that's my first thing. Why? Because it sets my tone for the day. I know myself well enough to know I'm not going to do it at night, even though I tell myself I am. And I need to get it done, and I need to feel good about it. And that sets me up for the day. I, for example, schedule all my runaround errands for on the way back from the gym. So that's post office, that's banking, that's whatever. And then, you know, I'm not on email 42 times a day. I check it when I come into the office at noon, and I check it again 5 o'clock or 8 o'clock. It just depends on the schedule. But I don't do it all day. So in other words, and then I have my whatever my events are that I have to do, and so forth and so on. But I know my day perfectly the night before. Now, are there things that come in and mess it up? Of course there are.
Yeah.
But short of death and short of someone saying, I'm going to close your account right now if you're not here within 10 seconds, then you know, then is what they're telling me on the phone or what I have planned, which is more important? And, you know, that's the key. What's the most important? Because I have seen people cancel because their kids asked them to babysit. And if you want to babysit your grandbaby, well, that's great. But I would not cancel plans with friends for that. And if I, for example, if somebody asked me to go to an event and I already had another event scheduled, unless this was an event scheduled that the person could say, oh, no problem, I can do it the day before, the day after, it doesn't matter, I would not cancel one event to go with another person to another event. So it's really having a plan, and by having that plan, whether it's a plan to write 1 hour a day, make phone calls 1 hour a day, work on your book 1 hour a day, or marketing 1 hour a day, whatever it is, you need that plan. You need that daily schedule.
Okay. Now that leads me to my next question before we take our break. You are quite a prolific writer. When do you schedule that, and how often do you write?
Well, I try to write articles every week. And so I try to do 1 or 2 articles a week. I do my newsletter every Monday and send it out every Monday. So that is done then. In terms of my books, those are done a lot on airplanes, a lot in downtime when I'm waiting in people's offices, because I like to still write certain things longhand and then translate them over to the computer. But basically, I try to schedule 1 or 2 hours a week for writing articles and things like that.
Well, when we come back from our break, I want to share with our listeners some of the fantastic books that you've written, and we'll be right back with Gail Carson, The Spunky Old Broad.
Let me ask you, are you ready to become a cash cow? Would you like to get paid while you're spending time at your computer? Let's face it, if you're on it all the time, you might as well be earning while you're learning. You may be asking now just how does SuccessMO.com work? SuccessMO.com is the new paradigm in social networking with big lessons and big rewards. Simply put, it is a change in the way people will learn, earn, work, and live right now and in the future. Its primary purpose is to let people become successful in whatever areas of their life that they desire. We have found that when rewarded with valuable merchandise and cash, people are motivated to continue their learning process. All you will need to do will be short lesson activities that can be articles, videos, audios, blogs, or forums. They take only a few minutes at your computer, and they will reap great rewards. At SuccessMO.com, you will never have to reinvent the wheel or anything else. We will provide you with success coaches who will motivate, encourage, and support you as you create your own SuccessMO story. And more than that, Successimo.com provides you with money. You'll have the opportunity to earn money while you're learning to be successful. The lesson activities at Successimo are from the world's foremost instructors. Our success coaches are experts in their field with proven and demonstrated experience. Many of them are authors, speakers, teachers, entrepreneurs, and successful businessmen and women. We strive to bring you success coaches with diverse backgrounds and life experiences. We continually grow our resource base of content providers to serve you continually for your development desires and needs. It is easier than you think to build your own network by just referring your associates, employees, friends, and family. Much to your amazement, Successimo.com will take on a virtual reality life and connect you to a global social networking experience. There are no geographic or physical limitations to this enterprise. So now it's time for you to become a Successimo subscriber. And always remember that on the Internet, innovation plus ideas will equal income. It's time for you to step up to the plate and hit that home run you've always been dreaming about. The timing is right for you to use your creativity and courage to start collecting the cash flow that is the future of social networking on the Internet. Yes, you deserve to be that cash cow right now. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back. This is January Jones with my guest, Gail Carson, the spunky old broad. Gail, let's talk a little bit about the books that you've written. You have a book called How to Be an SOV, A Spunky Old Broad Who Kicks Butt, and your next book, Winning Ways, How to Get to the Top and Stay There, then Big Ideas for Your Business, and Energize Your Life Program, and a book that I'm really interested, Being Fit and Fabulous After 50. Now, which of these... Let's talk about being fit and fabulous after 50. When did you write this book, and how long did it take you to write it?
Well, it didn't take me that long. It's an e-book, actually.
Okay.
So it didn't take me that long because it just poured out of me. I'm so devoted to that I just started writing, and I never stopped. So it really just poured out of me. And I think I wrote it in 2 hours in an afternoon.
Oh, wow. That book wrote itself practically, huh?
Yeah, it really, really did. It really did. I mean, it was such a perfect thing for me to write, you know, so I just did it right away.
Wonderful. And now your Energize Your Life program, there are 6 e-books that are part of this program. And is this part of your coaching program?
No, those are also e-books, as you said, and it's not part of the coaching program. And I do have a telecoaching program, which is going to start in September on the 9 Secrets, where we really go into, you know, a lot deeper than, of course, we could today, that's being offered, you know, at a really handsome price. So people can certainly email me about that. But I would say that... The Energize Your Life is things like how to keep from being overwhelmed, how to find time for rest and relaxation, how to learn to say no, you know, things like that. Because if you keep saying yes to everybody and everything, you cannot energize your life. There's nobody who could. So it's really those kind of things. It's things like how to set limits that other people will respect. So, you know, it's got that flavor. It's how to boost your productivity and your efficiency. So it's a lot of different things, but it's also how to put fun into your life, just a whole bunch of things. And the whole thing is how to make a difference and how to live well and those kinds of things.
Wow, that sounds great. And Big Ideas for Your Business was number 7 on Amazon's Best Business Books. So
yes,
you wrote this book.
That's a compilation of several people who put their best ideas forward for everyone to be a great entrepreneur. And it's a great book and well worth it. And those are listed on my website. And they can buy them right off the website. If they want more information on the telecoaching, which will start, as I said, in September, then they can email me at Gayle, G-A-Y-L-E, at GayleCarson.com. And if they just mention your name in the subject line, I'll know what it's about.
Okay, wonderful. Tell us a little bit about Winning Ways, How to Get to the Top and Stay There.
That's a business book, and it was one of my first business books. It's an evergreen book. It was published a few years ago, but it's evergreen. And it's really an excellent book on all the things that you need to know in business, whether you have your own business or not. For example, we talk about a winning formula, which is, you know, how success equals persistence plus discipline, ethics, real goals, things like that. We talk about the winning image, and that includes body language and how you dress and all of that. We have a section on winning communication, which is speaking in public and being an effective learner and how you speak on the telephone and so forth. Then we have a section on the winning way to the top, and that talks about the personality types and how to turn a bad boss into a career asset and how to jumpstart a stalled career. Then, of course, winning converts is the last section, and that goes into how leaders do it, the secrets of negotiating, how to appraise performance without performance appraisals, and then coaching, counseling, and motivating. So it's a very complete book, a very complete book.
Right. And then your other book is A Spunky Old Broad Who Kicks Butt. Now, that's I love
that title.
My other
book is The How to Be an SOB, A Spunky Old Broad Who Kicks Butt, and that is a fantastic book because that is, I give my 13 key tips in it. And at the end of every chapter, what I do is I have lessons learned.
Let me ask you, are you ready to become a cash cow? Would you like to get paid while you're spending time at your computer? Let's face it, if you're on...
Oh, I'm so sorry, Gayle. By accident, I hit the last commercial.
Oh, dear. Okay. Well,
I'm so sorry.
Do we have a few minutes?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes. Finish what you were saying.
I just wanted to say that I have a section in there after every chapter that says Gayle's Tales, which talks about how I've used what I've talked about in that chapter in my own life and then the lessons that I've learned from it. So it's a really great book, and it's an inspiring book for women over 50 who, I mean, it's good for any woman, but I was writing it for women over 50. But women who have bought it who are 40 and 35, they say, wow, if I could, you know, learn those lessons now, then that's not much far ahead. But it really does give them a blueprint for how to live their life.
Okay. Now, those are all fantastic books, and I highly recommend them. What I want to ask you, our last question, is leading up to your tremendous, tremendous success, could you share with my listeners any of the unexpected obstacles that came your way that you had to overcome, and what were the things that you weren't expecting?
Well, I wasn't in business for a week before I got a cease and desist order way back 52 years ago because people were jealous, I guess, or envious or upset that I might surpass them even though I was just a young kid starting out, and I was hit with a cease and desist order, which I didn't even know what it was. So I had to hire an attorney and figure out how to work around it, which I did. So that was one thing right off the bat. There were always changes in the law that made you have to operate a different way, which also changed how you structured your business and company. And, of course, in speaking, there were a lot of obstacles just getting from one place to another with weather and planes canceling, and that's when travel was easy. So, I mean, you could transfer from one plane to another, not like now where it's a job to do that. So, you know, I once drove a taxi myself because the taxi driver fell asleep at the wheel, and we were going from Pennsylvania to North New York State, and he fell asleep driving me. So I stuck him in the back seat, and I drove the taxi. So, I mean, there are all kinds of obstacles, but you either, you know, get through them or you don't. And now, of course, one of the main obstacles, which I think people of our generation, January, are dealing with is technology. Because you just learn it, and then it's already changed. Mm-hmm. And by the time you buy your new device, it's out of date. By the time you learn the new technology, there's something else there. So the young people who grew up with it and who do it every day, like even your five-year-old, you know, they can do it better than we can. So it's so there's all kinds of obstacles, but you either embrace them and figure out how to work around it. You hire somebody who can do those things, or you just say, I'm going to live in my little cave, and that's what I'm going to say.
Well, I know. It is frustrating with the technology, and I know that holds back a lot of older people. And I think my advice for them is to make friends with the biggest geek that they can find, and most of these geeks are going to be very young. And if you nurture that type of friendship, they'll drag you into the technology.
Well, there's no question that it's very important to have those. I mean, I had a 15-year-old intern who worked for me for 5 years, and he was the best person I could have ever had to do that. He taught me a lot, and he was great to work with. And now he's doing very well at Vanderbilt University, and he's making a mark for himself. And it was a joy to work with him. So absolutely, I mean, I think that we can all appreciate learning those kinds of things. But there are obstacles. Don't ever look at somebody who is very successful. Even think about Donald Trump. I mean, he went through bankruptcy.
Right.
So everybody has an issue, and everybody's got to figure out, you know, how to make it work, and you either do or you don't.
Mm-hmm. Well, Gail, I want to tell you again that you are my absolute favorite spunky old broad. And
well,
it's always a joy to have you on our show. And could you just once more quickly give us your website?
It's www.spunkyoldbroad.com.
Thank you. And you have to promise to come back on my show real soon.
Absolutely. Delighted to do that.
Wonderful. Now, for my listeners, tune in next week when my guests will be two more success coaches sharing their stories, Daniel Blanchard, the author of Feeling Lucky, and also Sydney Biddle Barrows, who will share with us how to tame your inner bitch. I'm looking forward to interviewing both of these awesome Successimo success coaches. Be sure to tune in next Tuesday live or catch any of our interviews with constant streaming at Blog Talk Radio 24/7. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener. If you are interested in joining Successimo.com, go to the Successimo.com website and use my sponsor email, JanuaryJonesInfo@gmail.com, and I would love to mentor you and help you become a success coach too. So for now, stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing Successimo with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. This is January Jones reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones sharing Successimo stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you think it, you can do it. That's what all of our success coaches have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own Successimo story with your family and friends. We hope that our stories will encourage you to explore an equation in the future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others, and that will equate to creating cash for your future. Your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you learn while you earn with us and January Jones, sharing Successimo stories.